Hello, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD CIO Fixed Income Desk. The markets were caught in a tussle between dovish news related to central bank appointments, rate cuts on one side and profit booking, while disappointing economic data on the opposite side also had an impact on markets. Trump will nominate Christopher Waller and Judy Shelton to the Fed's board. Waller is a director of research at the St. Louis Fed and was a university professor. Shelton is a former Trump campaign advisor who's advocated a return to the gold standard. Both of them are dovish and are expected to support rate cuts. U.S. 10-year yields dropped below 2% for the first time since 2016, 1.95%. S&P 500 hit another record high, closing at 2973.01. However, S&P futures slid 0.13% to trade at 2975.75. EU risk assets rejoice the news of appointment of IMF chief Christine Lagarde succeeding Mario Draghi as the president of ECB. She will be the first woman to run euro area monetary policy just as the bloc's economy looks in need for fresh stimulus. German bonds extend the move further into negative territory with the benchmark 10-year hitting -0.371%. BTPs tightened by another 12 bips, yielding 1.83%. Italian yields fell as Italy's deficit target was cut to 2% from 2.4% to avoid an EU deficit procedure. The spread to Germany bonds shrank 10 basis to 222 bips. The Reserve Bank of Australia cut interest rates to a record low of 1% in its first consecutive monthly reduction since 2012. The RBA stated that depending on developments in the labour market, it may adjust monetary policy further if needed to support sustainable growth in the economy and the achievement of its inflation target over time. Middle East markets responded enthusiastically to the bond issuance, with all the bond IPOs oversubscribing. Leading the primary market was the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, with its 3 billion euro being oversubscribed by 5 times, with an order book of 14.5 billion euros, with 8-year and 20-year bonds being priced at 0.78% and 2% respectively. Burgan Bank's 81 were priced at 5.75%, in line with our estimates yesterday, and was oversubscribed by 5 times. Another financial sector issuer, Bank of Bahrain Kuwait, saw its bonds being oversubscribed 2 times and was priced at 5.5%. Oil has swung between gains and losses this week as initial optimism that the OPEC coalition would extend their production deal was eclipsed by concerns about global growth. The Bank of Japan made changes to its bond purchases across 3 maturity zones after signaling last month that it is seeking to address a flattening yield curve. Thank you and have a great day.